Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition, the 27th day of February, 2006. Coming up in the next hour, we have Don Darling, who I've never interviewed before, but is a good friend of mine. He's a member of Veterans for Peace. He was a Navy captain and a Navy diver. And, of course, one of the ships he captained was a submarine rescue ship. One of the first and most sophisticated, of course, of its time. And he worked in the Mediterranean and many other areas. And then he began to discover the New World Order. He began to discover that our government was run by criminals. He began to discover that they had taken he and his men and many others many times and used them and lied to them. And he's an activist. He's a member of Veterans for Peace. He's an Austinite. And so Captain Don Darling will be joining us coming up in the next hour. All right. And then a surprise guest in the third hour if that materializes. UAE terminal takeover extends to 21 ports. Now we're hearing it extends to 25 ports, but it is confirmed to be 21 ports. Now, back last week, we had learned that it was going to be the port of Corpus Christi and Beaumont, that being 8 ports. Corpus Christi is just a massive port, very and very important, really the gateway to the intercoastal ship channel that runs for over 1,000-plus miles. And now we learn it's 21 ports. And I listened to a lot of talk radio this weekend, driving around town doing errands or here in the office working. And I noticed the neocons have this mantra. They won't run security. They won't run security. They won't run security. It's evil liberal lie. Evil liberal lie. Evil Democrats. Evil, evil Democrats. They won't run security. They won't run security. The UAE won't do it. Dubai Ports World won't run it. It's a total lie. Total lie. No, it's just one of their chief executives is going to be running all security for all the ports. So, yes, you're right. It's much, much worse than you're even trying to spin it. So I've got some more comments on the port situation when we get back. I'm not going to spend long on it today. I mean, that's all anyone is talking about, and frankly, it's a distraction from most of our roads being handed over to foreign corporations, most of our water, most of our power companies. It's all being handed over. I mean, literally, the majority of the infrastructure has been and is being handed over right now. And so that's the real story, is that our infrastructure is being sold out, not just our jobs, not just our morals, not just the fabric of what makes America America. It's all being repossessed right now. A chilling article out of the Associated Press and Newsday, official smart cameras arm guards to protect WTC site. And everything they say in this article is the plan for the entire country. I've got the documents. Huge article about civilian inmate labor camps, not from 1996 when the Pentagon declassified it, but the new memorandum, 50-plus pages, by General Shoemaker, head of the Army, got his feet wet in American blood at Waco, quite a commander. Well, he loves the New World Order, and they've got quite an announcement for the camps for you and your family. And finally, it's all over the news. It's in several mainstream newspapers. Are these camps for us? Why is the government building camps? I've got two mainstream news articles out of the U.S., one out of the Asia Times, and several others about the loving camps. The loving camps. Yes, it's just because to use them, they've got to start announcing them, you see. We'll get into the evidence emerging of the mosque bombing, the Shine bombing, being a globalist op, attacks on free speech globally. It's all coming up. Such an important broadcast. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, defending this republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. I got an email over the weekend, and it said, Alex, I heard you on Coast to Coast AM. I'm paraphrasing it. And I agree with a lot of the things you say, but it seems like you're always bashing Republicans. Are you some type of secret Democrat? You know, why are you doing this? Sir, we're not partisan. Both parties are equally controlled, but the current Bush White House is trying to set up an official dictatorship. Congressman Ron Paul has told you this on this broadcast. We have articles written about and quotes and transcripts of what they've said and audio files there at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com for you. We have had Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman, on in the last month saying that. Bob Barr saying that, saying clearly we're going into a dictatorship. We've had Paul Craig Roberts, one of the twin fathers of Reaganomics, extremely conservative, saying that. We had Ray McGovern on Friday saying that in his 40-plus years in government as an Army officer in Southeast Asia, as an intelligence officer, as a CIA top-level briefing presidents, that, yes, we are in real danger. They are trying to set up a dictatorship. Okay, do you understand that? This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. I was the kook 10, 12 years ago talking about this because I saw the federal documents. I posted the federal documents. I made films about the documents. I went and showed the military with foreign troops openly training to do it here in America and saying it was for America. All I've done is report on what I know to be the truth. And let me boil something down for people. You know, I come off as aggressive. I even come off as arrogant sometimes. It is not arrogance. It is that I am angry. I am threatened. I am frantic. I am desperate. I am focused. I am extremely serious. And I am doing the best defense I can. I am bucking up. I am bulling up. I am doing everything I can against the threat. It's just that simple. Just like a firefighter, when he runs into a burning house to save a child, gets an adrenaline rush and fires up to get over their fears. It's that simple. And, you know, there's different types of people in this world, but you can break them into a few groups. There's a lot of people that think you get ahead by only caring about yourself. There's a lot of people that think that you win in life because the media has told them by being self-centered. They could care less about anybody around them, even their own wife, their own husband, their own children, their grandparents. We've gone from being a nation that took care of their old folks to being a nation where we warehouse them, not everybody, but warehouse them in these horrible nursing homes and don't even visit them. We've turned into a nation that doesn't spend the time with their friends and family to make sure they're taken care of and to make sure they're put on the right path in life. I have an intense drive, an intense... I grieve for this country. I grieve for families when I see them at the grocery store or walking down the street because they're so happy-go-lucky and enjoying life and so simple-minded and have no idea of the evil growing up all around them. I have an intense love and a passion for humanity. I have an instinctive need to fight corruption and evil, and I almost explode. I almost tear myself apart attempting to defend humanity, attempting to get people to realize the threat they're under. It's that simple. And when I see the individuals who are so self-centered, they're posing, they're preening, all they care about is status, and they've been told by the establishment that if you do these certain things, go along to get along, be greedy, be self-centered, that you'll supposedly get the status. Then if you get the status, they're the most unhappy people you've ever met. The happy people I know, the driven people I know, the fulfilled people I know, care about others. They're committed to service. And yes, I have an intense, heartfelt feeling in my soul that I was forged for service. And I'm telling you, we were all forged. God made us in our mother's wombs for service, to stand up and to be good and to create and to love beauty and to love decency and to have courage and to stand up against evil and ugliness and the twisted activities of the globalist. Evil is taking control right now. If you think things are bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet. All of this is simply a preparation for the New World Order takeover. And it could happen within a twinkling of an eye when an A-bomb detonates in an American or European city. All of it has been prepared, and it isn't going to be the Arabs when it happens, I assure you. All right, let me just try to cover the news as in the simplest but at the same time most detailed fashion I can with the time constraints that we have here today. Let me just try to go over this as best I can. The UAE situation with the Dubai Ports World, we are now learning, is not 6, it is not 8, it is not 12, it is not 18, it is not even 21. It is more than 21 port complexes, and of course now we're learning between 10 and 15, no one knows the actual number yet, depending on which paper you read, in Canada. It is the majority of major port systems in the United States and North America. To show how long we've been sold out, yes, the British owned these 20-plus ports. Let me give you a little tip here. Even Forbes magazine and Money, in past issues I've read over the years, admit the majority owners aren't Japan, they aren't the Sauds, they aren't the Frenchies, they aren't the Germans. It is the British royal family and a handful of lords surrounding them. They own the majority of the country. So why do we care if UAE is being given these ports? Frankly, I don't. It doesn't matter. The supposed terrorism threat is a red herring, but I'm against the port transfer because I'm against key infrastructure being sold off. And I don't like the fact that Snow and others in the administration have made millions of dollars personally and billions of dollars for their companies in these sales. Now, One of these individuals, according to the Associated Press, who has now been nominated and is about to be confirmed to run all of the ports in the country and run security in the ports under the Maritime Administration, is the current number two man in this company, Dubai Ports World. So when you hear a neocon get on the air and say, don't worry, UAE won't be running the security at these ports, in a way, that's true. They won't be running the security at those ports. Their former executive will be running all the security at over half the major port complexes in the United States. By that, big, major dry dock, deep water ports where goods and services are shipped in, where oil field equipment is shipped out, where pipelines for oil and gas come in. I mean, there are thousands of little sailboat and motorboat and fishing boat ports. Those don't count as ports. Those are docks. We're talking about more than half of the major industrial ports in the United States. So, number one, this deal is criminal. It is violating all sorts of ethics and federal laws to have people who are getting billions of dollars, tens of millions personally apiece, who are executives of companies in these deals, being able to head up the Maritime Administration. Treasury Secretary Snow being involved in a $1.15 billion deal. All of this, and he is the chairman of the government committee that authorized this deal. You understand? Snow authorizes the deal when he just made a deal a year and a half ago for $1.15 billion, and now it's coming out. That's only one deal he made. He made other deals. And there's a lawsuit by the city of New York and others just trying to find out what other deals were made. You see, much of this is secret. All we know now is 21-plus ports, and these suckers are going to be running security. And in the fake neocon debates, you're going to hear them go, well, I don't like it, but still it's okay. It runs the gamut from that to, oh, it's wonderful, this is no big deal, it's an evil commie lie. So it runs that gamut. But here it is out of United Press International. UAE terminal takeover extends to 21 ports. The United Arab Emirates government-owned company is poised to take over port terminal operations in 21 American ports, far more than the six widely reported. And they knowingly, when it came out, released that slowly, see? And he'll be having arguments with neocon followers a month from now. They'll go, it's only six. You'll go, no, it's actually 25. And they'll go, no, it ain't. Again, it's more than 21 we're now learning, but that's what this report says, 21. The Bush administration has approved the takeover of British-owned Pensler and Oriental Steam Navigation Co. to DP World, a deal set to go forward March 2nd unless Congress intervenes. And it goes on to list all of these ports and the things that are happening. It's just disgusting. It's totally... totally disgusting that this is happening. And why is everybody upset about this? Again, the highways, the water districts, the toll roads, the lakes, the former city and state-owned power companies, they're just being handed over, not even bought. They'll come pay a few pennies on the dollar, select money to politicians, and the politicians just hand it over. And it's all an inside deal, a mafioso-style takeover of this country. The communist Chinese got the Long Beach military base. They got Freeport in the Bahamas. They got the Panama Canal. And, you know, I get on air and I criticize Bill Clinton for doing that, and I criticize Jimmy Carter for doing what he did, and I criticize the Republicans in 2000 for going along with the handover of the Panama Canal. You know, they'd stand up and gripe and complain about it, but when it got down to brass tacks, they'd authorize it. It's because both parties are bought off. So I want to hear the Democrats criticize Bill Clinton for this. And I want to hear you criticize George Bush. Let's actually criticize and be effective here instead of only picking and choosing what area of the sellout you want to talk about. Now, when we get back, a bone-chilling article out of the Associated Press. Officials, smart cameras, armed guards to protect WTC site. Now, I saw Ridge on TV. I've read the federal documents. I heard him on C-SPAN talk about it 4 years ago. This is going to be nationwide. What you're going to hear after the break is going to be nationwide unless we stop it. Nationwide. And then we'll get into the detention centers in the mainstream media. We'll get into the bedlam, the civil war, that's what it is, going on in Iraq right now, and much more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, welcome back. This is out of the Associated Press today, and this is what the entire country will be like. Official federal plans, and I simultaneously have a Boston Globe article about how they're buying the system designed by the British that they use in London for, quote, smart cameras for all of Boston. See, now the cameras they put up for traffic in your neighborhood for no reason. Well, again, we saw the documents a decade ago. Those are to track and trace and control you. Now the Pentagon brags to MIT Magazine and other publications about it. Now they're making the big public announcement, not just the one in trade publications. Official smart cameras armed guards to protect WTC site. by Amy Westfelt. Someday, at the new and rebuilt World Trade Center site, visitors might submit to an iris scan or an analysis of their thumbprint to get into buildings. And our children, many public schools are now doing this to get school lunches, get library books. Parents to pick their children up have to do it all over the country. It's starting all federally grants. Training everyone. While smart cameras try to match their faces to a photo database of known terrorists. Well-paid armed guards would be on patrol while sensors test the air for lethal gases. Again, so they face scan your face. It says smart cameras try to match their faces to a photo database. That's a face scan. And it says preliminary details of the plan to make the redeveloped 16-acre site a terrorism-proof as possible were provided to the Associated Press this week by former FBI agent James Kallstrom, Governor George Pataki's senior counterterrorism advisor. Kallstrom and city federal officials are aiming for a standard of security that doesn't yet exist in public places around the nation. This will be reflective of the times we live in, said Kallstrom. The consequences of attacking here would have more significance to the terrorist. It has a lot of symbolism. It's going to be extremely well protected. And it goes more into what they'll be doing and said that similar things were done at the Salt Lake City Olympics and then also the Olympics that they just had that just closed up. So, over in Europe. And I remember seeing Ridge 4 years ago, before he even got authorization, before he was even a cabinet position, just a few months before they funded it. And I watched a two-hour meeting with him with CEOs. I talked a lot about this. I've got it on tape somewhere. And he just said, you'll have an RFID in your ID badge to get into any building. Over three stories nationwide. It'll be a worker card. It'll be a national ID card. He called it a real ID. They then passed it last year. Comes law in 08, being implemented at the state level. And everywhere you go, you'll be tracked with this card. There'll be transponders in your cars. He just went through it. And then magically, we see states starting to pass it. Texas almost passed it. We see the feds passing it. We see it all magically going into place right on time in everyone's face. So that's the reality of what's going on today. And that's what's happening here in our country. And it's horrible. All over the country, it's already started in London and a few airports here in the U.S., they have these radar scanners that send out radio waves that bounce off your body. And it gives them a complete image. I mean, down to every pore on your skin, you're completely naked. And they record that onto a computer. And right now at the Boston airport and four others that we read about that are doing it, you look suspicious. We're going to wave you through here and make you walk through this. But in the future, everyone's going to have to go through them. And I've got the reports right here where they're going to be to get on the bus, to go in the mall. You'll just have to walk through these. Now, the best Hollywood example of this for somebody to get a grip on it who hasn't seen these documents or seen the news articles or photos on our website of this is in The Running Man. Not The Running Man, is in Total Recall where Schwarzenegger's running through the subway and he runs behind this screen and it scans through to his bones and they see the gun in his waist belt, in his belt. Well, it doesn't scan down to the bones. Though some models will scan beneath the skin, no, it just simply gives them an image of your body with greater sharpness than the human eye provides. You go, what does that mean? Well, the human eye at 10 feet away doesn't pick up pores on someone's skin. When you look at these photos of these naked men and women that have been released by the government, people who've been scanned by these, and these are the photos they release, you can see everything on them. Right down to the pores on their skin. Now, for things like CBS Nightly News, they released some more blurred photos where you can still see the genitalia and details of the breast and the rest of it. But in photos where these industry companies brag about this technology, you can go look at the equivalent of Playboy magazine clarity. But again, Playboy magazine doesn't even show, doesn't look through hair. I mean, folks, it is unbelievable. And so get ready with your family to walk through. Okay, we're going to be recorded naked now because we live in a free country, but the border stays wide open. When we get back, I'm going to get into the sectarian violence exploding across Iraq. Remember, Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, said that the government is a prime suspect, has a prime motive in this, either Mossad, CIA, Defense Intelligence, or MI6. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Charged with conspiracy to commit treason, terrorism, and sedition, the penalty for which is death by firing squad. You have one chance, and only one chance, to save your life. You must tell us the identity or whereabouts of Codename V. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Are you ready to cooperate?
No.
Me, miss.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. But you will be.
The only verdict is vengeance. A vendetta. If our own government was responsible for the deaths of 100,000 people, would you really want to know?
You're getting back at them for what they did to you.
What was done to me was monstrous.
And they created a monster.
Fear became the ultimate tool of this government.
I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
I wish I wasn't afraid all the time.
People should not be afraid of their government. Government should be afraid of their people.
It is you.
Several prominent party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
This is exactly what he wants.
What?
Chaos.
beneath his mask, there's more than flesh. There is an idea, Mr. Creepy, and ideas are bulletproof.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
All right, and that's another one of the trailers for the new movie coming out in about a week or two, V for Vendetta. Sounds pretty good. The government's behind the terrorism. The government wants us to think that we need them, that we need to give up our liberties. Ideas are bulletproof. You can't kill them once they're out. And the idea everybody better get and get quickly if we're going to keep any freedom and save this republic from enemies foreign and domestic is that criminal elements of the government working with international corporations and intelligence agencies are carrying out terror attacks systematically across the Western world and Asia and the Middle East to scare us into submission and as a pretext for a global empire. Now, I'm not going to spend all day on this because I want to take some calls before our next guest, Don Darling, gets in studio with us. But before we do that, detention centers for who exactly? And I've got, what, 4 mainstream news articles here today, 2 of them out of the United States about detention centers. But I have something much better than that. I have civilian inmate labor camp program, Army Regulation 210-35, the unclassified variant, released a year ago. And there's so many documents, how can I ever keep track of them all? The last time any of this program was, any area of this program was declassified was in 1996. It had been completely secret, never been reported on, never been released, no Army documents have been brought forward since it was set up in 1987 covertly in a massive national sprawling program. Then in 1996, they declassified it. I have the cover page of that directly from the Army in my documentary book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, and we have that original article posted in those documents on Infowars.com. Well, I learned that more than a year ago, this was released by the Army itself, and guess who signed it? Guess who is on the cover page? Well, that's right. Peter J. Shoemaker, General United States Army Chief of Staff, and his adjunct, Sandra R. Riley, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army. And you can go read the classified portions of this and its addendums and sublinks that is in the hundreds of pages. The main cover document is 29 pages. There's another 20-page additional document that is a supplemental. And then, as I said, countless links. I didn't count them all up. And references to other areas of U.S. code and other Army documents, both classified and unclassified. And when you read this in the previous 1996 declassification, it's very deceptive. First, it says there are 12 civilian inmate labor camps with American citizens working on them right now. Then it goes on to list more than 20 others. It's kind of like there are 6 ports being given to UAE, and, well, there are also 15 others. And then there are 5 others. And then there, well, how many are there? Well, there are 26. Well, wait, there's 25. Well, wait, there's 30. Well, wait, there's 21. On and on and on and on and on. This is what they do. And I'm working with Paul Watson today. He works so hard. Together, we're going to try to put an article out on this. But the big lie is that these don't exist. You can go read. You can learn about them. You can see them. It's all happening. It's all going on. And what they do is, in plain view, they demonstrate that all of this is normal and okay. Now, you read the original 1996 document, and it says, we use only federal prisons on the camps, but we're in negotiations for state prisoners. Then you read deeper into just the first 3-page synopsis, or the document summary, and it says, oh, we're actually working with multiple states with state inmates living at our camps. So, these documents are so weird. And now I have this new Army Regulation 210-35, and I learned of it 14 months? Excuse me, I'm not perfect. See, there's so many of these, and so we're going to be writing an article about it, and today we're linking to the raw document and the news articles, but we are doing our own analysis of it as soon as this transmission ends today. Then I have these articles. Here's one out of Alternet. It's an alternative news article, and I'll read some of the mainstream ones. Bush's Mysterious New Programs by Nat Perry, Consortium News, carried by Alternet. Not that George W. Bush needs much encouragement, but last week, Senator Lindsey Graham suggested to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez a new target for the administration's domestic operations. Fifth columnist, supposedly disloyal Americans who sympathize and collaborate with the enemy. How do they collaborate? By protesting the war. And he openly called for their arrest. The administration is not only the right, but the duty, in my opinion, to pursue fifth column movements, Graham, Republican South Carolina, told Gonzalez during Senate Judiciary Committee hearings February 6th. I stand by the president's ability, inherent in being commander-in-chief, to find out about fifth column movements, like his own, I would say, and I don't think you need a warrant to do that, Graham added. Well, don't worry, the Pentagon's spying on most of the major peace groups and harassing people, volunteering to work with the administration to draft guidelines for how best to neutralize this alleged threat. So, Senator, a smiling Gonzalez reported and responded, the president already said we'd be happy to listen to your ideas. Smiling, let's not bring that up here, sweetie. Same guy who says they can torture people to death as long as they don't call it torture. And his deputy, John Yoo, another White House counsel, said they can torture small children, crushing body parts in front of their parents. In less paranoid times, Graham's comments might be viewed by many Americans as a Republican trying to have it both ways, integrating himself to the administration of his own party, ingratiating himself to the administration of his own party, while seeking some credit for Washington centrists for suggesting Congress should have at least a tiny say in how Bush runs the war on terror. But recent developments suggest that Bush administration may already be contemplating what to do with Americans who are deemed insufficiently loyal or who disseminate information that may be considered helpful to the enemy. Top U.S. officials have cited the need to change news and challenge news that undercuts Bush's actions as a key front in defeating the terrorists who are aided by news informers. That's a quote in the words of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who has said the Internet needs to be targeted and targeted immediately. Now, came out 2 weeks ago that $1.6 billion has been used in the last 2.5 years for fake newscasts and paying off reporters. Why, this weekend I was researching the overthrow of Mossadegh in 1953 by the CIA, MI6, led by Kermit Roosevelt, and there I was reading the declassified communiques and reports to Downing Street and D.C., to the White House, the Oval Office by Kermit Roosevelt, his after-action report. Go read it. Just go read it. It's online. And just type in Kermit Roosevelt declassified Mossadegh overthrow documents. There's a whole section on a document section on the New York Times, of all places, about it. And he talks about, well, we're already paying off a lot of American newspapers and media and have our agents over most major newspapers, but we need to do more. I mean, go read from 1953 an after-action report about what they can do better. And, of course, what were they doing then? They were blowing up mosques, bombing religious leaders, machine-gunning crowds, and then blaming Mossadegh for it. And you can go to the CIA.gov, and you can go to their website, and you can sit right there, and you can read it all for yourself. You don't have to hear it from Alex Jones. You don't have to hear it from Ray McGovern. You don't have to hear it from Ron Paul. You don't have to hear it from Cynthia McKinney. You don't have to hear it from Paul Craig Roberts. You don't have to hear it from any of these people. You can just go to CIA.gov, and you can check it out for yourself. I mean, I am so sick of it. It is, and listen, last week, Morrissey, the tame, we want to call him rock and roll. He's kind of like a depressed lounge singer. I had a girlfriend like Morrissey many years ago, and the guy has, of course, no criminal record, done nothing wrong, and it was all over the news. They're very proud of it. They want to scare all of us and have a chilling effect, as Ray McGovern agreed with me last Friday. And he just said this government's completely corrupt and out of control and is the real terrorist. And so they came and arrested him. They came and took him in for questioning into the Ministry of Love and Truth, and they said, why did you say that? And he said, because it's true. And his comment on it, let me just grab his quote here. I don't belong to any political groups. I really don't say anything unless I'm asked directly about it, and I don't even demonstrate in public. He's apologizing. My view is that neither England nor America are democratic societies. You can't really speak your mind, and if you do, then you're investigated. And just go read it. And the news reports it like it's a good thing. Of course, they don't come do that to me because they know I won't be intimidated by it, and I'll sue them. Of course, they don't do that. No, no, no. They do that to little mothers who go out with five other people and hand out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches down in Houston going, there's toxic waste been dumped on your property at Halliburton. It's toxic. You know, they're just there protesting the environment, protesting for the environment. Oh, the Pentagon's out watching you. And the Pentagon releases the fact they're watching you, trying to scare these little housewives out there with their kids and baby strollers. See, it's an attempt by criminals, by this mafia, to intimidate us, to back us off, to make us shut up, to make us go along with what they're doing. And I know there's a lot of little afraid men and women in their little cubicles right now trying to manage all of this. And deep down, you're scared of the system. You make excuses to yourself. You go drink every night or whatever you do to try to forget about what you're part of. But deep down, you know you're involved in evil. Deep down, you know what you're doing is wrong. Deep down, you know that the New World Order is doing bad things. Let's go ahead and take a call, and I'll get more into, got a bunch of mainstream news articles. Detention centers for who exactly? Ah, yes. And we've got articles out of the Press Telegram of Long Beach, California. We have articles here out of a whole bunch of different publications now coming out. We've got papers out of Asheville, North Carolina, mainstream papers, the Citizen Times and others. Just coming out and going, wait a minute, Halliburton's going to run camps for illegal aliens and American citizens during emergencies? Hey, wait a minute, there's government documents. Wait a minute, Bush is saying he wants to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Wait a minute, the government's saying that they may have to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. Okay, let's go ahead and go to, I believe it's James in Maryland. James, go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if you has heard anything more about Bill Clinton replacing Kofi Annan. And that's all I had.
Thank you, sir. Well, memory serves. It's been in six mainstream newspapers, including three of them being U.S. And it was also in WorldNet Daily. I don't count that as a mainstream newspaper. And it was in an Italian newspaper and a British newspaper over the last 4 years. We have a little archive on PrisonPlanet.com concerning that, and it says of the G8, they've lined up seven. The only country that hasn't agreed to it, I mean, they're actually officially lining it up, is the United States. And they have to change a rule, but they're talking about making that rule change. And it's the Security Council that does that, of the five nations, and then the G8 that vote together to do that. So they could do it, and end up with Hillary, the war honk, the gun grabber. And with as president and Clinton as the head of the UN, wouldn't that be special? Again, it's like 5 days before it was in mainstream news about the UAE, I got on air and covered some of the watchdog groups that were reporting on federal filings. I linked through to the federal filings, and I read it on air. And people didn't believe it. I was accused in emails and on air of making it up. Okay, fine. Whatever makes you happy. And I'm not saying you were doing that, sir. I just, every time I mention this Clinton thing, I get emails going, it isn't true. Well, just learn how to use a search engine, because it is very serious. And let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next year? I believe you said Barrett. Your mic cuts out every time you talk to me, so I couldn't hear it. Barrett in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's an honor to talk to you, Alex. I think you were spot on, man, when you were talking about earlier about this fake neocon debate around this Dubai port deal, because these are all essentially multinational corporations, and they're not attached to any country, so they're going to argue, and a lot of the popular support base for Bush has been saying that this is bad for our national security, and they've been kind of turning tail on Bush, but the fact of the matter is that all these corporations are essentially self-serving, and they're just going to outsource whatever product it is they produce to other countries to maximize their profits. So it is a fake debate when they say that it's an Arab country, or sorry, an Arab corporation. It's in fact a multinational corporation, and it has absolutely no allegiance to anything other than.
Well, it was already British, and it wasn't six. It's now 21 plus ports. They knew that. The story that's being missed is that the head of the Federal Commission happens to be the Treasury Secretary that signed off on this deal, and he just did a year and a half ago a $1.15 billion deal with this company, and the guy they're appointing to head up all port security in America. Okay, and who will command the Coast Guard and all of it, is their number two executive right now over Europe and Latin American activities.
Right, yeah. Well, I just also wanted to thank you, man, for not, like, succumbing to an element in the movement. And, you know, I'd just like to thank you for not balkanizing us on racial, ethnic, or religious lines, man. I think you're right on, dude, and I hope everything works out.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. Hey, we're all in this together. We all hang together or hang separate. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, in my first documentary film that I produced, America Destroyed by Design, we didn't just go show the handover of the Panama Canal and, of course, the Long Beach Naval Base to the Chi-Coms. We also played clips from the 1986 Iran-Contra hearings, where Congressman Jack Brooks from Texas goes, to Oliver North, hey, what about this plan, of course, in the name of dealing with illegal aliens? Even then, that was the plan. We'll build camps, say it's for illegal aliens, and then put political dissidents in it. And he says, what's this plan about putting political dissidents in camps here in America that I saw in Miami papers? We ought to get that clip and play it. And the committee chairman, Inouye, who's still up there, Brooks is dead now, says, we cannot talk about that now. We'll talk about that, if you'd like, in executive session. A lot of that was later declassified. It was Operation Rex 84. So now they're telling us, oh, we're building all these camps for illegal aliens, and then they're saying, oh, you know, because most Americans want to do something about the illegal aliens, but that's just the surface. And they say, oh, even in the Houston Chronicle, and it's going to be during crises for American citizens. We've got to do this. And then we have this senator last week, we just read the quotes, last segment, coming out and saying, we need to do something about these war protesters. They're really fifth columns. Folks, I've heard Michael Weiner, real name, his stage name is Savage. I've heard him go, you just wait, you scumbag commies. When there's another attack, it's going to be your fault. And then you're all going in camps. If you disagree with this government or protest, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. And then we need to have the sedition laws put back in place. And then you're going to go to a camp. And I shouldn't have to pay for you eating in that camp, you fat slobs. So you're going to have to work. And he goes, I've already have heard about it from good sources. You just wait. You just wait. And I know you as listeners who listen to talk radio have heard that, because I've probably listened 20 times, and no kidding, I've heard him like 15 times, almost every time I tune in. Supposedly he hadn't been doing that in the last year. That's what he's saying. And then you have this senator 2 weeks ago saying the exact same thing, coming out and saying, you know, we need to start arresting these people, Attorney General. And the Attorney General says, we'll talk about that privately later, sir. So I'm not trying to scare people. When they were arresting rock stars who criticized Bush and going, why did you criticize him? They just suspended the mayor of London for a full month for calling a newspaper's tactics Nazi-like. I've got articles here where films in Germany, critical of the war, the government's openly disgusting, not letting them show it, and it says we're sending secret police to the viewings. This is an attempted intimidation. And if we give into it, like the Germans did, if we give into it, like the Russians did, if we give into it, like the Cubans did, it is over in this country. All right, when we get back, a good friend of mine, never interviewed him, but watched his TV show many times. He's Don Darling, and he's just a wonderful individual, and of course worked in the Navy, and that's an interesting story, so he's smiling at me. He'll be joining us coming up for the next hour, and then one of his colleagues, also involved with Veterans for Peace, is scheduled to be joining us coming up in the third hour, and we'll cover a lot of news, get his takes on that, talk about what he experienced in the Navy, what he calls map makers. I call it map makers of the mind. He calls it something a little bit different. So that's coming up after this 70-second break here in about 45 seconds. Before I end this hour, if you want to support us, that's number two. Number one, they're powerful films, powerful books, Neocon again, we're now carrying that. Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, I was just rereading that this weekend on the exercise bike. Amazing, we're carrying that. My new film, The Order of Death, or my classic film that came out last year, Martial Law. Big discounts on them. Go to InfoWars.com. Shop the secure online shopping cart at the video and bookstore. There's T-shirts, bumper stickers, you name it, at InfoWars.com. Or get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to videotape this interview, put it up there for members. All my films, so much more, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So check it out. Second hour coming up.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.